More than likely, that's exactly what's on my mind. Because what? I want people to know. This show is about education, information, and knowledge. And sometimes when you don't know that you don't know, then you just don't know. You just might think, well, that's just how that person is. They really don't mean it when they say if I leave them, they're going to threaten suicide. But you find out that it's true. And then you think again, this is a little bit more than depression or anxiety.
Finally, a psychotherapist that focuses on helping people strive for self-awareness and thrive for self-satisfaction with their place in the world. It's a show for real people with real lives with all the drama, trauma, and chaos that life can throw at you. Here she is, Dr. Bev.
Have you ever been in a relationship where the person seems at first so nice, so easy, so breezy, like the most loving person that you have ever known? Like there was just sparks flying at first glance. But over time, you notice that they make a phone call to you and you don't return that call back within a few minutes. You get four or five other calls, and then the voicemail is saying, where are you? What are you doing? Or they text you and they figure you must text them back like immediately, even though they know that you have a job that you're on, you're at work, you might be in a meeting, but they have this intense fear of rejection, like you're going to break up with them in any moment, you're going to abandon them. They don't like separation, you know, even though you may have a job and they may have a job, they can barely concentrate on their job because they're so involved. Their life revolves around you. It's almost like it's painful for them to be separated from you. And then you might notice, like, you know, they have some rapid mood changes. You know, I know some people might say, oh, well, you know, they might go to the horoscopes and say, well, that's Gemini, you know. They're one way this minute and this way the next minute. That is so not true. But, you know, if that's your thing and you believe in that, then that's okay. I'm wanting to put out other information here that might cause you to rethink that thought. And that is that some people have real rapid changes in their mood. They can go from thinking that, you know, someone that they love or they care about is just simply perfect, to the next moment believing that they're evil and trying to cause them harm. And you wonder, like, where did that come from? What did I do? They may also have some risky behaviors, which includes unsafe sex. You know, they meet you, they see you, they fall in love instantly. They will tell you immediately, oh, just love at first sight. But then you may find out they have a gambling problem or some heavy drug usage, or they're a spender. You know, they like to buy clothes and shoes and cars, whatever. Whatever that risky behavior is for them. And also accumulating great credit card debt. I mean, these are people, you know, you meet them and you think, they're bright, they have a wonderful career, you know, things seem to be, you know, really well on the outside. But when you look at them on the inside and the more you get to know them, or their behavior becomes a little bit too much for you. And that's when you really get it. If you leave me, I'll kill myself. Really? If you hear those words, stop, drop, and roll, okay? That's a warning sign. Those are big warning signs. Or if you see them doing self-harm or find out they're doing self-harm, then you say, might say, Dr. Bev, well, okay, what is self-harm? They might be cutting themselves. They may be doing drugs to the extreme. And we're not just talking, you know, Tylenol or aspirin. We're talking oxycodone. We're talking crack cocaine. We're talking heavy drugs here. You know, they say we have this war on drugs. You know, we have an opioid, you know, addiction that is bigger than life now. Well, it's been bigger than life for a very long time. And people are just catching on to it. I'm not going to go into the reason why I think that might be, but nonetheless, it happens. But getting back to this person here that you might be dating or seeing, or you have a friend that might be a dating or married to someone like this. These people have difficulty empathizing with other people. It really is all about them. Now, Dr. Bev, what are you talking about? Who are you describing? Well, I'm not describing a person that just has some anxiety or depression. Okay, we get anxiety and depression. I'm not talking about that. I'm taking it a step further to what we call in the psychological field, personality disorders. Yes, a personality disorder. It's a unique category in the world of mental illness. Now, I know most people don't talk about it, but this is Emotions Are Us. What other people don't want to talk about? More than likely, that's exactly what's on my mind. Because what? I want people to know. This show is about education, information, and knowledge. And sometimes when you don't know that you don't know, then you just don't know. You just might think, well, that's just how that person is. They really don't mean it when they say if I leave them, they're going to threaten suicide. But you find out that it's true. And then you think again, this is a little bit more than depression or anxiety. These people are feeling and experiencing symptoms that are different from their normal state. People with personality disorders, they often fail to realize that their own emotions and reactions are not part of the typical experience of being upset. It's just not. They take it to the extreme. They all the way out there. Yeah, think about that for a minute. Because you may be with someone like that right now who has a personality disorder. And I'm going to talk about the personality and name the personality disorder that I'm discussing today. But you may be married to that person. They may be a family member. And these people often fail to realize when they're up in your face, they're screaming, they're yelling, they're throwing things. They box you in. They won't let you leave. And if you do, they try to harm you, or they threaten more often than not to hurt themselves because they want to keep you. Because it's really all about them. Dr. Bev, slow down. What are you talking about? I'm talking about borderline personality disorders. Borderline personality disorder. We shorten that and we call it BPD. Now, people with borderline personality disorders, they struggle to understand how their wives, their husbands, their friends, and other family members don't understand them. They don't get that they're reactions, as I said before, are so intense and their mood swings can be so rapid. Like, you know, they go from one moment to the next moment. You know, this morning they're bright and sunshiny, and then by that afternoon, they want to hurt themselves. They're suicidal. Yeah. Borderline personality disorders. They don't get that their mood swings are that rapid. They don't get that their behavior is so risky. They don't get how inappropriate it sounds to another person when you say, if you leave me, I'll die. I'll never have anyone else. I can't love anyone else but you. Really? Well, let's go on. If you have a loved one with BPD, trust me, your life is full of drama, trauma, and chaos. Crises, conflicts, every day. Every day. Well, let me take that back. There are some borderline personality disorders, persons that it might not be every day, it might not be every minute, but definitely you will notice, your coworkers will notice, every couple of days or maybe a day will go by and everything will be quiet. You know, they'll be real easy to get along with. But then the next morning, let's say they're your coworker, and you walk in and you say, good morning, how are you this morning? And they almost bite your head off. And you go, whoa, okay, today's not the day. I didn't bring in the donuts, so I'll leave it there. You can feel like you're being held hostage, you know, worrying about that coworker, the family member, whatever the description may be. You worry that that person may injure themselves if you don't do what they say. And typically in relationships, you know, they're the ones that the argument is not over until they say it's over. The drama is not over until every dish in the cabinet is broken. The drama is not over until you say, look, I'm not leaving, I'm not going anywhere, I love you. And then it's almost like magic. They calm down. They've gotten what they want. But in the meantime, you feel like you're a hostage in your own house or wherever you are with that person. And you don't want them to hurt themselves because you do love and you care for them. So you'll do anything to appease them. You have to make them happy. And then you start thinking about the little things. Now, well, she asked me for some money today. I have it, but I need to do something else with it. But if I don't give it to her, she's going to go off on me. And I'm not talking lightly going off. She's going to go berserk. I might want to just give her the money just so I don't have to deal with it. You know, I talked about the voicemails, the dozen phone calls, you know, when they have, when a borderline personality disorder, when that person has something on their mind, something they want to say, and it's paramount to them, they're not going to stop until they reach you. They need that contact. They want that contact. And I will tell you, you know, you think, okay, well, if I just don't answer the phone, they'll stop calling. Well, they might stop calling, but they may show up on your doorstep. Yes, it's serious. When someone like that is in your life, there's no telling what they may do because they don't know what they're going to do from moment to moment. They don't. Dealing with a borderline personality requires skill for de-escalating whatever crisis, whatever trauma is going through, and also getting them to develop some independence away from you. And that's hard to do because I just described what some of the symptoms of a borderline personality disordered person is like. So that's not very easy to do, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Let me go ahead and tell you the story now while I have it on my mind. One of my colleagues, and he had a borderline client, and that client had been with him for many years, 10 plus years. And so he felt that they had gotten to a place of trust, and she knew that he was going to be there for her as a therapist, and he was very ethical, an excellent therapist. One day she had to have a procedure done at a hospital, and they talked about it for several sessions, preparing her for it, and she just felt like she couldn't do it alone. Well, it just so happened that, and this was by chance, that the day that she went to the doctors to have this procedure, he happened to find himself at a doctor's appointment and thought, okay, well, maybe this is meant to be. You know, it's kismet. Maybe it's meant to be. I'm going to go and check on my client. The client thought that she had cancer, and the appointment was to give her diagnosis. Well, as it turned out, it was not cancer. It was not cancer, which for most of us, that would be great, great news. We would feel like, wow, that's good. That's great. But you know what she did? In her mind, borderline personality, it can split on you in a minute. She went from this person that she had been seeing as a therapist for 10 plus years, and a doctor who is an expert in his field saying, no, your biopsy came back, everything is good, you don't have cancer. She turned on the both of them. She went ballistic. She thought she was paranoid. She thought that the doctors had teamed up against her, that they were lying to her, because she was so set in her mind. She had put it in her head that I have cancer. I'm going to die. And when they told her that she wasn't, she couldn't accept that. What a story.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Only a doctor or a mental health professional can officially provide an official diagnosis for a personality disorder. You don't make it in 5 minutes or 5 seconds. You do have to see that person for at least a year to determine and give them that diagnosis of a personality disorder. And we call that in our business Axis 2. You know, Axis 1 would be, as I discussed before, anxiety, PTSD, depression, ADHD, ADD. You know, you might find that on Axis 1. That's a top level. When you get to a personality disorder, that's an Axis 2. You can't make a hasty decision with diagnosing that person, because a borderline personality mimics so many other things and so many other mental illnesses that you have to be sure and precise. So you have to be with that person. You have to see them on a regular basis so that you can make a concrete and accurate official diagnosis. Now, as I said before, many people who have BPD and they don't know that that's what's wrong with them. Of course, if you don't know, then you don't know. But and you're going to do anything you can to make yourself feel better, whatever that is. Drugs. I've heard of clients who locked their partner, their lover, their husband in the home while they went to the store so that they could not get out because they didn't want that separation. They didn't want to be abandoned. You say, Dr. Bev, that really doesn't make sense. Well, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I hope that today will give you some understanding, because we may be talking about you or somebody that you know. Kathleen Smith, she's a doctor and she's a licensed professional counselor. Here's what she has to say about this. She said that like many other mental illnesses, researchers don't fully understand the origins of this particular disorder. Some say that it might be genetic. Some say it might be hereditary. But most of us believe that it comes from family environments, childhood abuse and neglect, separation from caregivers, a child being taken at birth from their mother immediately and maybe going to foster care or because they're sick from the drugs that the mother had ingested. They're in the ICU, and so they don't get that bonding. So it can be many things. Separation from the caregivers, as I said, can also increase the risk of BPD. And then some research indicates that when parts of the brain that help regulate your emotions and your aggressive impulses are not functioning well, personality disorder, possibly borderline personality disorder. Now, there are many things that you can do, that a person can do to help themselves if they're willing, but most borderlines are not willing to do that, to help themselves. So it takes a community. It takes support from family. It takes many, many things. Medication can also help. Psychotropics can help them to regulate their emotions, their aggressive impulses. I'm sure you've had at least one experience where either it was you or you saw it happen to someone where, you know, they're having an argument and the male or the female just out of the blue. I mean, it's an argument about whether we're going to put mayo on the sandwich rather than mustard on the sandwich. And before you know it, you've gotten slapped in the face because you didn't agree. Like, whoa, where did that come from? What happened? Well, that person may not be able to regulate their emotions. They get aggressive. They get angry really easily. They're very disagreeable. Now, psychotherapy, which, you know, I believe in because I'm a psychotherapist, it's known as talk therapy. It can be incredibly valuable for treating a borderline personality disorder if, in fact, the therapist is willing to take them on, because they will try you. They will try to make you leave them, abandon them, you know, switch them over to another therapist so they can say, see, I was right. Nobody can help me. Nobody wants to deal with me. So it can be difficult for a therapist. And so many therapists really don't want to deal with borderline personality disorders. However, there are many of us who find them intriguing and fascinating and want to help them. You know, I've given you some signs, some symptoms of this disorder. Individuals can gain skills for managing their difficult emotions. They can. They really can. It's possible. So if you're in love with someone that has a borderline personality disorder, don't think all is for naught. Things can change if they're willing to change. The most common type of psychotherapy we use to treat borderline personality disorders is known as dialectic behavior, or DBT. Here I am giving you some other acronyms, right? D is in dog, B is in behavior, T is in therapy, DBT. And so this therapy helps change people's unhealthy patterns of behavior by becoming more mindful about the emotions. We're always talking about emotions are us. It helps them become more mindful about their emotions and their reactions they are experiencing in the moment. And that takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. To think of many of us, we don't think before we speak. We're angry, or we are in a situation that makes us uncomfortable or shame, and before we know it, we just vomit out things that are hurtful and painful to the other person. And so in helping a person with borderline personality disorder change their unhealthy patterns of behavior and becoming more mindful. And I want to repeat that. Well, Dr. Bev, what do you mean mindful? They have to be conscious. They have to become aware of what they're doing and how they're doing what they're doing in that moment. Okay, now I said there, we do have drugs on the market that treat various symptoms, but at this point in research, there are no drugs approved by the FDA that have been specifically created to treat personality disorders. We need more funding because there are more people walking around with personality disorders than you can imagine. However, yeah, like I said, some people find that medications can help reduce their anxiety and their impulsivity. And then with these antidepressants and mood stabilizers, and sometimes some antipsychotic medication, they're able to stop for a minute, think, be more mindful, be in their body, as Dr. Bev says, you know, stay in their body and be mindful and change that unhealthy pattern of behavior. But sometimes it takes all of that for that person. It's not an easy fix, and it's not easy to be involved with someone who has a borderline personality disorder. And if you are, then you say, well, Dr. Bibb, what can I do? Well, if you're married to them or they're a family member, you may want to put some structure in the home environment. People with borderline personality disorder, they can really benefit from an environment that is calm and relaxed, because that is what they are not, calm and relaxed. Remember, I said they go from one drama, one trauma, one chaos to the next. They have those moments when they can be loving. There's another story that comes to mind where a woman went out with her family and friends earlier that day, and shopping, and had a late dinner with her fiance. Everything was wonderful. They took selfies, and you know, it just looked like it was just all great fun. But that night, as her fiance laid in the bed next to her, had given her a kiss goodnight, and he thought, wow, what a great day. We had a good day, not too much drama, not too much trauma, not a whole lot of chaos. He's happy. He goes to sleep. Guess what she does? She had been saving and saving medication, and she took them all. She overdosed. Thank goodness he was awakened in time, that he was able to get her to the hospital, and where she stayed for over a week. And she was diagnosed, or she was at the beginning of being diagnosed. He didn't expect that. He knew that for the time that they had been dating, yes, she had her ups and her downs. You know, he would say to his friends, well, you know, she can be a little high strung. But what their friends didn't know is high strung for him meant, you know, this woman that he loved and cared for had tried 3 times to commit suicide in her life. She did self-harm. She was a cutter. She ran out in the middle of the street in front of cars when she was younger, as a young adult, I should say. So he knew that, but in spite of all those things, she was a beautiful, decent, and when she was regulating her emotions, was the kindest person in the world, who would give you the shirt off her back. But in the next moment, she might want to hurt you for that same shirt. Not easy to live with. So one of the things that we have, just as a skill, as a tip here, is that if you're going to be with someone like that, you want the environment to be as calm and relaxed as possible. It is also, like, whether it's family members, including boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, it doesn't matter. This is borderline personality disorder is not a female thing. It's not just a male thing. It can be female, male. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your sexuality is, what your color is, what race you are. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. Know that. So if you're with a person like this, you know, or you will learn, especially if you go to therapy yourself, which I avidly advise, that when this person is keyed up and they're in an angry mode, that, hey, this is not the moment to discuss important issues when the individual is in borderline mode. They are not regulating their emotions at all. Not a good thing. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stop. Just stop. Take a breath yourself. When you see that other person become emotionally reactive, they're coming at you, they want to hurt you, they want to be in your face, they want to scream at you, they want to curse you, take a breath. Take a breath. Don't react to them. It is also important not to center all the discussions around the disorder and the setbacks, because they're going to have some. This is not an easy mental health disorder to deal with. It takes much, much time and many strategies. It may take different kinds of medications. There could be so many things involved. So we don't want to place too much importance on always having to discuss once you know that that's what they have is borderline personality disorder. Chill out for a minute. You have to take care of you. So as well, you don't want to place too much emphasis or praise on the progress they're making, or an individual, they will begin to self-sabotage. If you have a borderline personality disorder, you do want to get some help, but when they feel like they're getting better, too better, Dr. Bev, that doesn't sound right. They're getting too better? They're feeling too well. They're feeling like things are too normal. It makes them uncomfortable to feel that things are too normal. Hold that thought for a minute. Think about that. Everything is going good. And then all of a sudden, like flicking on a light switch, they change.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
People with borderline personality disorders should have opportunities to talk about their interests, their thoughts, and about news, family events, and other leisure activities. Take time to laugh at a funny joke or eat dinner together several times a week. The less the individual feels like his or her mental illness is under the spotlight, the more opportunity they have to explore other aspects of themselves. They have more opportunity to learn how to regulate their emotions, to learn how to regulate their anger, to learn to stop themselves from saying mean, hurtful things or making threats. I'm going to kill myself. I can't live without you. The less the individual feels that his or her mental illness is under the spotlight, the more opportunity they have to explore other aspects of themselves. Just like I communicated in the story, the woman went out, she had a great day, everything was wonderful, but her mood with a borderline can change in the flash of a moment. Yes, this morning I was fine, but this evening, this afternoon, I'm having suicidal thoughts. I want to kill myself, and I will try. So you say, well, okay, Dr. Bev, help me out here. If I'm in a relationship with somebody like this, what am I supposed to do? Well, when your loved one, as I said before, becomes reactive, they may become to insult you or make unfair accusations, you know, like you're cheating on them. You know, you looked at another guy, or you looked at another woman, or, you know, you're paying, it even comes down to their children. You're paying too much attention to the children. You're not paying attention to me. You're not giving me what you give to others. Okay. We know that that's not true. It's an unfair accusation. But if you respond to that, if you become defensive about that, it is only going to raise the chaos even higher. And trust me, as high as you can go, a borderline personality disordered person will take it to the next level, extreme. And I know the natural response, if someone comes at you like that, is to be defensive, to match their level of anger or aggressiveness. Please don't. Please don't. Save yourself some time, pain, and suffering. Don't do it. Remind yourself that this individual with BPD struggles. They are struggling themselves in a different person's perspective. They struggle to gauge what is a minor issue and what is a full-blown catastrophe. They might interpret your defensiveness as you not valuing them. Takes it to a whole nother level of discussion. Because in your head, you're like, no, I'm in your head, you're thinking, because you don't even want to say it, because you know that it will make them raise up. But in your mind, and in regulating your emotions, you're saying to yourself, self, quiet down, calmness. Let's see this blow over, or if it will, especially if they're not on drugs, or, and I'm talking illegal drugs, and legal ones if they are opioids and they're taking them to the extreme. I just want to add that in there. So understand that that person is a person. They're a human being. They're struggling to gauge, you know, like what's minor? Mayonnaise on the sandwich, or mustard on the sandwich? Or did the house just blow down and we have a full-blown catastrophe? Sometimes they can't delineate, you know, those issues. So if you become defensive about the sandwich, well, I don't care. I don't care whether you put, you know, ketchup. You can put ketchup on it, mayonnaise. You can put mustard. You put pickles, whatever you want. Just fix the sandwich. Eat. Well, hold up. Because they may interpret your defensiveness as you not valuing them. And their reaction would be, how could you do that to me? How could you do that to me? I'm wanting to fix you a sandwich. You don't love me. You don't care about me. You don't want me. And that's not really what it's all about. So, number one, we want a calm household. We want to learn not to be defensive. We want to not react to their aggression or mood swings. We don't want to do that. And instead of becoming reactive, you want to take time to listen without pointing out the flaws in their argument. Their argument may be off the chart, does not make sense at all. Don't argue with them right then. Don't point out their flaws. Don't play tit for tat. Don't do it. Try not to take it personally. And that's difficult. That's difficult when you're dealing with someone who's a borderline, to try not to take it personally, because you really love them. You know, if that person does point out something that you can improve on or that you've done wrong, okay. In that moment when they're in full escalation, okay, you might want to just acknowledge their point, apologize, maybe even suggest a way you can improve, you know, on the matter in the future, just so that that individual feels like they're being heard. And oftentimes that can de-escalate a crisis. However, if the conflict rises to the level where the individual is throwing a full-blown tantrum or threatening you, it's best to walk away, run away, resume the conversation when they're calmer. If they threaten to hurt themselves, self-harm can be, you know, I was talking about cutting earlier, which is, you know, that's something that you may be able to see that that's what they're doing. You know, they're cutting their wrist, their arm, whatever. That's self-harm. But you might not see things such as scratching their skin a lot or eating less than hardly anything or shaving off their hair, just shaving their head. You might think, okay, that's a little odd, but, you know, or isolating themselves from others. These actions could represent a person's inability to express their emotions verbally. By recognizing the early signs that can help prevent an emotional crisis from becoming more serious or requiring medical or psychiatric attention, you want to pay attention. You want to be involved. You want to be aware that you don't put an idea into someone's head by asking them about self-harm or suicide. Instead, you might invite the individual to talk about their emotions, allow yourself to gauge whether a professional assistance is necessary. More than likely, yes, professional assistance is necessary. Husband and wives, lovers, friends, please do not try to be a professional to someone who is displaying these kinds of symptoms. You can love them. However, that doesn't mean you don't call 911. You may be at that point in your relationship where you can see, okay, this is just a threat. But if it escalates, you don't take chances with your life or anybody else's life, especially when an individual is speaking about hurting themselves or hurting others, because this sends the message that they have an enormous amount of power over all the arguments. They will always be right. So you have to watch that. So instead, ask your family member, if it's a family member, what would feel most comfortable for them to do or for you to do if they threaten self-injury? Now, you're not going to talk about that when they're in the act of slapping themselves or doing some inappropriate behavior. That may not be the time to discuss that, okay? I'm just saying, may not be the time. In fact, it's not the time. You may want to ask them to speak with a therapist, call a hotline, or walk with you into an emergency room, allowing them some amount of independence about themselves, even though they're not regulating their emotions really well at that time. But if you can help them in that way to de-escalate a crisis, that can calm things and it will help them control their emotions, lower them down. Any other strategies? Yes, there are many. And listening is the most effective, making sure that they know that you care, that you're not going to abandon them as best you can. Avoid at all costs any temptation to argue their point or belittle them. Don't do that. This kind of communication, it's not about winning an argument or being right. It's about helping your family member, your lover, your wife, your friend feel heard, and more than anything, de-escalate the conflict. Will they ever completely recover? At this point in research, we don't know. It's not like it's a physical illness. It's an unseen illness. Mental health is. So recovery does not imply the total elimination of the symptoms, but it can reduce the symptoms with medication, with therapy, with the person becoming very mindful of their behavior. If they are willing to do that, they can have fewer outbursts, fewer threats of self-harm. There can be a reduction in the frequency of their emotional outbursts. You know, there can be a reduction in their anger, the intensity of how they react. That can be done. And I also want to say that everybody deserves love. And yes, people with BPD, borderline personality disorder. Yes, I know they can be very, very manipulative, but it's important for you to establish some rules if you're entering into a relationship with someone who has a borderline personality disorder, or if you find yourself already in that relationship, that you set some boundaries. And I know that it will make most people with BPD initially very angry. However, hopefully they will eventually come to respect you for that. And as I said earlier, what causes it? We're not sure. It could be sexual abuse. It could be loss. It could be neglect. It may be bullying. I want to add that in there. It may be bullying. It could be certain events that happened during their childhood, such as sex, sexual abuse, rape. And again, this can be male or female. There's no if or when, him or her. It can happen to anyone. Personality disorders, and for both sexes. As Dr. Bev says, when you don't know that you don't know, then you simply just don't know. And when that happens, what you can do is we're here for you. We're here to listen to you. If you have any questions about this subject, about this topic, please don't hesitate to email me at America Out Loud. I'm here for you. If you have questions that you want to ask or leave on the board, please, we're here for you.